702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
18 minutes after 10 o'clock, Stanley Beckett joins me now, author and consultant at Change Creator. Stanley, good evening to you and welcome to the show. My brother, are you well?
Good evening, Aubrey, to you and the listeners. It almost feels, I was thinking tonight, it almost feels like I haven't spoken to you in such a long time.
It does, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe it's because we haven't been having our off-air conversations as much as we used to, huh?
Exactly. And that's why I was feeling today, I've got a real login to talk to you again and have a conversation. So I'm looking forward to tonight's conversation.
Looking forward to it as well. You're asking some very, very deep questions here, and I'm going to let you explain what you mean. You're asking, are you building your future through faith or through fear? One will keep you stuck, the other will set you free. What are you talking about, Stanley?
The point I think of it is it should be fairly obvious to everyone, and the truth is, and where the starting thinking of this came is with our Monday night groups. When we talk, we're busy working through a book called Think and Grow Rich, and at the moment we're busy on the chapter on faith, and Napoleon Hill says something interesting in that book, in the first few lines of that chapter. He says that that religions are always telling people to develop, to have faith, but they never explain to them properly how to develop that faith. And I thought that's quite an interesting statement. How do people develop faith, and why aren't we taught how to develop faith in ourselves more? It's also linked. I agree with you. If I heard what you were saying and I got the gist of what you were just saying, and I came out now, Aubrey, I agree with you that our education systems do not adequately prepare people for life. And these are the kind of skills, and why I say that, because this is the kind of thinking, the kind of skills I wish that somebody had taught me when I was at school, because it would have made a very big difference in my life. And I don't understand why we don't consider teaching these kinds of thinking and these ways of being, I almost want to call them essential life skills, to people so that they can go out there and they can learn to live life the way it's meant to be lived. And I think the reason is because our teachers in general don't know. They're not doing it themselves. So how do you go and teach someone to do something you don't know how to do yourself? Mm. And we're really only starting to understand these concepts. So that is why I'm grateful for forums such as this, where we can talk more to people and we can get people to start thinking about things they wouldn't ordinarily think about. And one of those things is this specific point. How are you creating your present reality and creating your future? Because I really believe that we are co-creators in life. We, there's different levels. I believe that we are very much creators of our own life experience, but then I also believe we are co-creators. And together, as human beings, we create our experiences. I take, for example, what's happening in our country, and I would say that many of the things that are happening here is a co-creation. It's not one person that's creating that reality. It's not one person that's creating a country that, and this isn't the whole country. It's just the news that we hear all the time. But it's not one person that's involved in creating a country of corruption and crime, and I'm seeing more and more people who just don't take responsibility for things, who are always blaming, always moving things away from themselves. That's a co-creation. So the point being, Aubrey, we are creating all the time. Mm. We're creating our present and we're creating our future. Unfortunately, for too many people, when we talk about creating the future, all they do is they keep recreating the past. And that's because we're doing it unconsciously. So what Napoleon Hill says in the Think and Grow Rich book, he says the default state of a human being when creating is fear. Mm. So the unconscious state is one of fear. And in a state of fear, I think what he's talking about there, and he used another word that was also powerful. He says, when we think about what we want and when we set our goals in life and when we focus about what we want for the future, thinking about it and creating the vision and being clear and having clarity and being engaged with that vision is very important. But on the other end, just as important is with what energy, what emotion are we creating that? Mm. If we are not creating consciously, then probably we're creating unconsciously through fear. We're creating, but we're doing it through a spirit of, I want that thing, but I don't think I'll ever have it.
Mm.
I want to achieve that thing, but I don't expect that I'll ever get there. So that's the opposite of faith, is that fear that I'm speaking about. Now, one other thing I want to say about faith, and I use it because it links so nicely with fear, is you remember from a change creator perspective, we talk about belief. And we say that faith is one level. So, and I think we all have faith. We all have faith things can change. I really believe we have faith that people can become healthy that are sick. We have faith that people that are in bad relationships can turn it around and all find a relationship that makes them happy. We have faith that people that are financially struggling can turn their circumstances around. We have faith that people that are struggling in business right now can find a way through it and find a way to make it to the other end. We have faith in those things, but belief is the next level. And the belief is, do I have the belief that this can happen for me? So, yes, I believe people can change, but do I believe I can change? Do I believe I can become the person that I need to become to be able to create that change? So that's the first thing I want to lay as a foundation, is for us to understand what we're talking about when we're talking about creating from faith, as opposed to what we're talking about creating from fear. So that's the first thing that I wanted to put out there.
So if I understand you correctly, Stanley, you're saying to me that it's all good and well to have the faith. In other words, the very general belief that things can become better, that things can become better for society. You can have that very general belief. That's what you are calling the faculty of faith. But you're saying that in order for things to actually happen, that faith needs to shift a gear and it needs to be activated. So that faith can't just stay in its potential form. It has to be activated and it needs to then find a believer, the person who is going to be the creator of that which you say you believe. If I understand you correctly, I'm hearing it like, you know, if you've got Eno, the powder, right? It's already there. It has the ability to become effervescent and fizzy and all of those kinds of things. But unless you pour the water into the Eno, it just remains potentially a help against acid or whatever the case may be. You've got to put the water into it and then drink it. There's got to be an action. It is what it is. It has the potential of helping you. But until you put the water and activate the active ingredient of the Eno so that it helps you, the person that needs the healing, it remains useless. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yeah, that's a great example, and I was going to use something similar. So let's use the example of the Eno. That Eno on its own is going to do absolutely nothing for you. You're absolutely right. You have to take certain actions in a certain sequence, in a certain way. Now, if nobody tells you to do that and you buy this packet of Enos and you put it on your shelf, and every day you look at it and you go, why am I not getting better? I've got the Enos or I've got the medicine sitting there, but nobody's taught you how to mix it with water or whatever else you need to do and when to drink it.
And drink it, bruh, and drink the damn thing.
to take the action, it's absolutely useless. And the same thing, yeah. And I'm glad you bring that up, because I was going to say, here's the challenge I have with a lot of good advice that's out there and a lot of good things that people are being told. And I've shared this with you before, is that my concern is that people are being told truths, but they're only being told a part of the truth.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the whole truth, then that truth might as well not exist. And here's a great example. People know and understand how to develop faith. And Napoleon Hill actually speaks about it very nicely in his book. And what he says is, to develop faith, Easy enough step. What you need to do is you need to create, to do what he calls auto-suggestion. Some people call it affirmations. But it's the idea of taking a thought and idea and putting it in your mind and repeating it to yourself over and over and over again. And as he says, when you repeat an idea and to yourself enough, you will start developing the faith in that idea. And that's all fair and well, and that all sounds wonderful. And then what you get is you get people going and doing affirmations for years on end and affirming and affirming, and but they're still not understanding why they're not creating the change they want. And what they don't realize is that the first three steps of the ingredients haven't been told to them. So it would be kind of like using your Uno scenario or using a scenario like baking a cake. You happen to find a recipe for a cake, but the first part of the recipe is missing. So you pick up this recipe, and it says to you, take all of these ingredients that you now have and throw it in the oven, so at 180 degrees. But it hasn't told you which ingredients has to go in first. It hasn't told you how to mix the ingredients. It hasn't told you in which portions to mix those ingredients. So, yes, you do have one of the steps. And that step applied with the other steps will create the cake. But on its own, you're just going to frustrate yourself by keep on putting that thing in the oven and you never get a cake out. And that is what's happening for so many people, is that they are following the steps that are being told to them. And they do it every day, and they do it religiously, and they do it exactly the way. But it frustrates them because they look and they say, why is this working for some people, but it's not working for me? And it will probably be because those some people have unconsciously followed the steps, because the steps I'm going to share with you will happen to many people unconsciously through a very traumatic event. It'll be a natural sequence. But for the majority of people, that's not going to happen. They have to self-create it. But because no one has actually said, here's the ingredients and here's the steps, we find ourselves frustrated. So what I would like to share for our audience tonight is just, what is the steps that is missing for you? And I want to ask that question to people at home. Are you sitting there frustrated because you keep affirming to yourself, I'm going to be successful, or I'm going to...
And you have the faith, man. You have the faith.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
But stuff is not happening.
But nothing happened. Nothing changes. And that's the question I want to ask the audience, is to share with us. And is that you? Are you sitting at home saying, that's me? I keep believing in myself, and I keep hearing what everybody's saying, and I keep listening to these motivational, and I keep developing in my mind, I can do this, but yet nothing is changing for me. If that's you, then tonight is really pay attention, because it's probably one of the first three all of the first three steps that you're missing to develop that faith.
I feel like screaming hallelujah. Yeah. Standing preaching here. 011-883-0702-02 1-446-0567. Stanley Beckett says, your faith needs a believer. Yeah? That you can have all the faith you want, but if you don't activate it, if the active ingredient of that power, which is faith, is not released by you believing it for you, it remains in the shelf and useless. In fact, that faith becomes a mockery of your declaration that you have it. Give us a call, 011-883-0702-021-446-0567. Give us a call and let us know, why is it that you believe that you can bring about a change in your life? You can show us all of the books that you've read that corroborate that faith. You can quote to us all of the things that you've read that are inspirational, that can move another person who achieves the goals that you've been looking for your situation, but it's not happening for you. Could it be that you're just a theoretical believer instead of an active believer in what you say you have faith in? Give us a call. I'd like to hear your thoughts about this. This is not a religious sermon, hey, Stanley Beckett. This is a practical life implementation situation.
Absolutely. But you could even apply it to a religion if you want to, because the principles apply all the way through. And I think, if you don't mind, let's jump into the first step.
Sure.
Probably one of the most important steps, and I believe it'll start making more sense as we go along. And to explain the first step, you know, I don't know who said it, and maybe one of our listeners will be able to tell us who said it, but there was someone very famous who once said, what's the point of changing the laws if it's still the same old lawbreaker that's applying them. So you can set all the laws, you can set all the steps that you want in life, but it's if it's still the same person that's applying those, if it's still the same person, if you are attempting to change something in your life, but you are still the same person that you were yesterday and the day before, nothing is going to change. So the very first, most important, crucial step is that nothing is going to change unless you do. If you cannot change your being, who you are, and in this instance, I'm talking about if you want to become financially wealthier, you're going to have to change who you are when it comes to money. It's not changing your actions, and that's what the science of getting rich said. Becoming successful, and we've often quoted this, and I'll keep repeating it because it's so true. Becoming successful is not the result of doing certain things. It's the result of doing those things in a certain way. So another way of saying that, it's not the result of doing certain things, but it's who you're being when you're doing those things that is going to create the success or the failure.
Oh, you got to say that again. You got to say that again. Just say it again.
Okay, so saying again, being successful is not the result of doing certain things. Because, for example, you'll see there's many people in a business that all start doing the same things. But why is one person successful and everybody else not? So it's not the result of doing certain things. It's the result of who you're being when you're doing those things that is going to make all the difference.
Sure. Okay. All
right, So the first initial step is the very first step. And these steps are simple, Aubrey, but I'm not saying they're easy. If they were easy, everybody would be doing them all the time. And they're also not easy because we're only becoming aware of them, really. And it takes time to get our heads wrapped around it and to move into it. But the very first step is to become aware. This is the initial step, to become aware of who we're being at the moment. So it's kind of like shining a light on your unconscious automatic thoughts, those behaviors and feelings, those unconscious part of you. Because when it comes to those unconscious behaviors, up to 96% of what we do through a day is unconscious. And it takes a lot to stop and notice. It takes a lot to stop and look and say, when it comes to, let's say, for example, money, and you say, I want to change my finances, do you ever notice and are you ever consciously aware of what you really think? What are your automatic thoughts when it comes to money? What are your automatic, and this is, you need to become of the automatic, not the chosen behaviors, the automatic behaviors, because 96% of the time, that's what you're doing, automatically without thinking. Yeah. What is your automatic behaviors when it comes to money? What is your automatic feelings when it comes to money? And we can apply this to health. We can apply this to relationships. We can apply this to when I'm working in my business, at my job, to anything. That's the first step. Because if you are not aware of it, and I think the ancient Greeks used to say, know thyself. That was the most important thing. If you don't know yourself, you're not going to be able to change. That is why the first step towards changing anything is that awareness. So we have to become so conscious that absolutely nothing slips by our awareness unnoticed. And it's not a criticizing, judging, blaming type of consciousness. It's an awareness. It's like saying, wow. And we have this ability to do it, Aubrey. We have this ability, and that's what meditating and all these practices are about. It's about allowing you to distance yourself from you and to observe yourself, almost as if you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
And if you can learn to do that, I think many, many people will be absolutely surprised by the kind of things we think all the time, the negative thinking, the negative emotions, and the negative behaviors. And the first step towards changing that and to creating the faith, a new belief, is to become aware of our current state. So that is step number one, very crucial step.
I'm trying to find a way of paraphrasing what you've just said, just so that I'm on the same page with you. I mean, you said something pretty noteworthy there when you said that it's not what you do. It's who you are when you do what you do, right? Which probably explains why two people can be doing exactly the same thing and achieve very, very vastly different results. And sometimes we then rise up and say, the system is unfair. But maybe we are not aware of the fact that other stuff is at play here. It's not just what we are doing, but it is also the energy that is behind the doing that brings the results. Am I close?
Absolutely, Aubrey. And that is a crucial, crucial part. And that's something that I wish all of our listeners could not only, me and you often speak about, not only understand, but get. Because if you get that, and you really get that, then tomorrow morning you're going to wake up a different person in the sense that you're no longer going to be focusing all of your attention. What do I need to do to get a job? What do I need to do to bring more money in? What do I need to do to make this relationship work? What do I need to start doing differently to make my business work? No, you're going to be asking a different question. And you're going to be asking a different question. And the question is going to be, who do I need to become to have a successful financial future? Who do I need to become to have a successful relationship or business?
Yeah.
That's a different question. And that question is going to lead you down a very different path.
So yesterday we started a new feature called the Love Connection. The Love Connection. Anyway, and it's really just to explore topics around relationships, romantic relationships. And out of that conversation was a very interesting conversation about why is it that we are unable to get the person that we desire in our lives, right? And I remember thinking, what you've just successfully put into words now for me, to say that when you are pursuing a love interest, you've got to become the person that that love interest will be interested in, regardless of the things that you do that may be a signal of the idea that you are proposing love to that person. The person that you are proposing love to is also sensitive to other messages that you are giving off. That if you are not the person, if you are not the person that will generate the appropriate interest in the person that you are pursuing, you won't understand why this person does not develop the interest in you, even though you're doing all of the things that are supposed to be done according to whatever book you've read. There's an energy, if I understand you correctly, that you give off based on who you become in your pursuit of the person that you want in your life, whether it's the person that you want in your life, whether it's the business that you want in your life, but you've got to become the person that is attractive to the prospect that you're looking for. Am I on the right track?
Absolutely, Aubrey. And, you know, the truth is you can fake doing, but you cannot fake being. And we see that all the time. We see people faking doing. They do all the right things. They say all the right things. They have all the right things that on the outset look perfect. But there's something, you just don't feel it. You just don't get it. You know, and it's because they lose the understanding that vibrationally is the way we attract each other. We attract business partners. We attract life partners. We attract even money vibrationally. So the whole universe works vibrationally. Everything is energy. There's not a thing in this universe that is not energy. And energy vibrates on different levels. So when we are not vibrating on the same level as the person that we say we want to attract, then we are getting ourselves ready in the doing, but not the being. So we can say, yes, I want to attract this person, and I'm going to, I want the person to be very loving and caring and all of these things, but that's not who I am. And you know what? The person you're trying to attract wants that as well. So you're not going to attract the person that is different from what you are vibrating inside of you. And the same in business. This is one thing deep in my heart, Aubrey. I, because of our radio show and because of a lot of people out there needing a step forward, I get a lot of emails and I get a lot of calls and a lot of people that will approach with different business ideas and looking for help. And I'm looking at these people and I'm thinking, if you want to go out there, and in today's business world, I believe the business world landscape is changing. And I believe, from what I've experienced at least, that the most successful business people, it's not about money for them. Money is a byproduct, the money comes. What it is about for them is value, it's about making a difference, and it's about serving as many people. And for them, what it's really about, and this is like your biggest, best business people I've met, they always ask the question, what can I do for you, before they ask or demand what you must do for them.
Yeah.
And I get, and the reason I'm bringing that up is because I'm getting so many people, and maybe this is hopefully a piece of advice for many people out there wanting to do their business, wanting to get ahead, is you need to change your being, and because all of the requests I get is always about what the person wants for them. I can't remember a single email I've received or a single message correspondence where somebody would first go, I'm X, Y, and Z, this is what I do. This is what I'd like to do for you or with you. And in return, I'm going to ask you to help with X, Y, Z. It's always, this is me. I have no idea who this person is. And then they go, I need help with this. I need help with that. I need help with that. And also many of the business ideas and things I see with people, it's all about making money. It's all about getting out of debt. It's all about how can I make money quickly. Very, very seldom do I come across somebody where their business idea, who they being, is about those things I just spoke about adding value, about how can I service, and about how can I give and get at the same time. So for me, that is an example of what I'm speaking about, Aubrey, when I'm saying it's in your being, it's not in your doing. Those people are doing the same things that other people that are successful in business are doing, but their being is completely different, and that is what's keeping them stuck without them realizing it.
All right, I want to stop a little bit here, Stanley, and very actively invite calls at this moment, at this point. For those of you who are hearing what Stanley's saying, yeah? And perhaps for those of you who are not hearing what Stanley's hearing, to ask the relevant questions so that the relevant answers can be provided. Give us a call. Give us a call right now on 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567, because this is critical stuff. I mean, this is the critical stuff. That you can do all of the right things and not get the results that you're looking for because you are not the person that has created the right magnetic fields in your personality to attract that which you're doing is supposed to attract. It appears to me, Stanley, that what you are saying is that you can have the faith of something and remain a spectator all of your life instead of a partaker, because you haven't broken into the understanding that the technicalities of what you do are not enough. The technicalities must include, if I understand you correctly, the personality that is the legal driver of the technical actions. So you might be doing the technical actions, but you are not legally the right person that is supposed to be driving those actions. And then you don't understand why you're not breaking into the manifestation of that which you desire in your life. And that has to do with the fact that you are not yet the person that has the magnetic field, the magnetism, the charisma to attract through your actions that which you want. So there's got to be actions. But the actions have got to be performed by the legal individual. And that legal individual is the person that you must become when acting out the things that are correct. But they still have to be acted out by the correct person, because reality will catch you out. It'll see that, yes, you are doing all the right things, but you're an imposter. You're not the person that has the right to be driving this vehicle. Am I on the right track, Stanley?
Yeah, and what a wonderful example, Aubrey, if we go back to what we were saying earlier on. This is exactly, I think, what we were speaking about. You take a look at our schooling system, our educational system. All the whole system is focused on teaching doing. there is no part of the system that's focused on being.
Oh my!
And it's not the fault of the system. It's the way it was developed. But if you can understand that, then you will understand why the educational system is enough to get people to do enough to survive. But it's not enough in most instances to get people to learn how to thrive. And that's what we're talking about tonight. How do we thrive instead of just survive?
A caller called in yesterday while we were talking about love, called Emile. And she made the very, very powerful point to say that every time a guy tries to approach her, he'll boast about the things that he has, the nice car, the big degree, or the big bank account, whatever the case may be. And she says sometimes that offends her because the assumption is that I'm interested in that, right? I'm interested in your material stuff. And I got to understand that she is basically saying that I'm interested in who you are, not what you are. And what you're saying here is that the believing, the activation of our faith, which is the believing, not just knowing that if I go to the switch, I'm probably going to have the lights switch on if I switch it on, but to actually do it, to go to the light and switch the lights on so that the lights can come on and have the benefit of the lighted room, right? Not crash into stuff. Is that you've got to be the person. You've got to become the person. It's not just about knowing what to do, but it is also becoming the person who must do that which you know to do.
And I would almost say, as I'm listening to you, that life is probably saying the exact same thing that woman is saying. Life is saying to all of us, I'm not interested in what you say you can do. I'm interested in who you are. And if you can fix that part up, you will see how everything will start to fall, and it will feel like magic. But when you understand what it is and you understand the science behind it, you'll know that it's not magic. It's just another one of those universal laws that we need to understand. And that's why even in the formula we talk about in change is that the doing only comes much later. The doing shouldn't be even considered until the being has been fixed. And that's why people who don't understand this, who change their being unconsciously, they go from being this confident, focused, faith in themselves person to having a few things happen to them, and then suddenly they become this person who has no more faith in themselves, they have no more confidence. They're still doing the exact same thing, but they're noticing daily how things are going, how their life is falling apart, how their finances are falling apart, their relationship. And they frustrate themselves and they ask themselves, but I'm still doing the same things I've always done, without the realization that I'm no longer the same person doing those things. I've now become a different person. And that realization, if we really get that, can be life-changing for anybody.
At Sunday school, we used to sing a song, I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. All things have passed away. I can't remember how it goes, but it sounds like that's what you're saying here. Farai on the WhatsApp line says, "Amen, indeed." Stanley is talking to me right there. I have the faith and a very strong belief in myself and my abilities. However, I somehow haven't taken the critical next step yet due to a lack of time. This is very frustrating, and I know fully well that the Bible says faith without works is as good as dead, says Farai. How do you respond, Stanley?
I would tell Marai if Marai is listening.
Farai
is listening. I've never met Farai. I don't know Farai. But Farai, I'm going to say this to the Farai and to all the Farais out there. The lack of time is not your reason. I tell people this all the time, Aubrey. We talk about time management. Nobody can manage time. You know, if there were anybody on this planet that could find a way to take 24 hours in a day and turn it into 25 hours, I guarantee you that person will be a multi-billionaire many times over. Nobody figured out because it cannot be done. We need to focus more on managing our activities. So saying I don't have the time, I'm sorry, but I don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, but awareness is a first step towards changing. It's just an excuse. And if I had to sit with Farai for just 5 minutes, for actually just 2 minutes, actually we should invite Farai to come on air and we can talk about this. But if I had to talk to Farai for just 2 minutes, I guarantee you Farai would admit out of their own that it's just an excuse. So the time isn't the reason that you're not getting to where you go. You know, and this is a classic example. You're saying on the one hand, I believe in myself and I'm fully confident. Yeah, on a conscious, superficial level, you probably do believe that. But if your results are not showing the evidence of that belief, then deep down, where you need to change who you're being, that belief is not filtering. And if the best way to see that, Aubrey, and Bob Proctor, one of my mentors, always told us this, the results never lie. If you do not have the results you want in your life, then something is wrong. And if you are not willing to look at it, if you're going and saying, everything's great with me, I believe I'm wonderful, I'm a wonderful person, I just don't have time to go and work on my goals, that is a classic example of fooling yourself. And that's somebody that needs to first become aware to the first step, first admit that I'm not being honest with myself, that I'm not being the person I need to be. And that's why that first step is so crucial in the whole process of change.
Let's talk to Theo in Centurion. Hi, Theo. Hello, Theo. Theo in Centurion. Looks like Theo is not available. Can we take a quick break and then we'll finish off with Stanley? Some stuff to think about there, isn't it?
At Trellidor, we believe that all South Africans deserve security and peace of mind. With Trellidor's new easy payment plans, there's never a need to compromise on your safety. You can now pay on account or get a 6-month lay-by. Visit trellidor.co.za to get the expert security advice that is right for your needs and find out more about our groundbreaking finance options. Trellidor, ultimate protection and peace of mind.
Right now, you're trying not to be late for yoga while going through work emails and making a smoothie while making a note to send flowers to your mom for her birthday.
Life's hectic with hardly a moment to spare. Let MyWay help you keep up with MySwitch, a quick and easy way to switch and save on your insurance. Simply upload your current policy to myway.co.za and we'll call you back with a premium. MyWay. Live your way. MyWay is a licensed non-life insurer and FSP. T's and C's apply.
Sorry, auto driver. Can we please open some windows?
But it's still cold outside. Do you want us to get sick from flu?
But we need to stop COVID-19. And one of the best ways to do that is to get some fresh air.
So we should open up some windows?
Hey, that's
yeah. Yes, Budwam. Ventilation is important. If we're going to stop the spread of COVID-19, we need to open some windows. Even if it's just a little bit, so the air can circulate.
Let's open up a couple of windows. Let's get some fresh air and get COVID-19 out of here.
Yeah, please open that one.
Science has proven that good ventilation helps to stop the spread of COVID-19. We need to get some fresh air.
Open the window.
This important health notice is brought to you by COVID Comms. Find out more at covidcomms.org.za.
Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Stanley Beckett is my guest in our Change Your Mind, Change Your Mindset feature. And he's spitting out some seriously inspirational stuff. Yeah. That your faith needs a believer. And without you, your faith stands there like a sachet of, you know, you are the water that needs to be put into that Eno so that it releases its active ingredients and helps you out with that babalas. Oh, Onjan, I mean, 011-883-0702 is the number to dial. Stanley, lots of people asking if they can have one-on-one sessions with you. I don't know if you could perhaps give them a way of getting in contact with you, because I suppose some of these issues that you raise are so mind-blowing sometimes that We don't know what the questions that emerge out of our minds are until we've thought long and hard about what you were saying, so that we can then be able to ask the questions that we want. How do people get in touch with you if indeed you do provide one-on-one sort of sessions with people? Stan?
Yeah, I'd say for many, the first step is to consider joining our group that we have on Monday nights, where we discuss these topics in detail for at least 2 hours every night, and we look at different ways of thinking about this. So what I will suggest is that for those who might be interested in that, to go to our website, which is changecreatorsa.com. So again, one word, and important to remember the SA at the end of it. It's not changecreator.com, but changecreatorsa.com. And at the bottom, you will see a place where you can leave your details. You'll also get a free copy of the book Lift Off that you can get. But can I just make a statement here quickly, Aubrey? Is that I get many people who go to that site, and then they just leave a name, and they don't leave a single message. They don't type anything. I don't know what they want. I don't know who they are.
Mm.
And I never get back to those people, because for me, if you want to engage with me, at least have the level of respect to tell me a little bit about yourself. So I'm going to ask everybody, if they want to engage and want to know more, then just take 2 minutes out of your time and just write a little message and just let me know who you are, what your circumstances and what it is you're looking for. And I promise you, I do it personally. I will email each person back personally and get to them. And for each person, regardless of what your situation is in life and where you are, every person has a path that they can start from to move forward. But we need to understand who you are. So again, if anybody would like to be part of this journey or just get the free book Lift Off, which will help them change their mindsets already, just go to our website at www.changecreatorsa.com.
And of course, Stan, if indeed people want to have one-on-one sessions with you, that is a possibility, I imagine?
Yeah, that's where they would describe what it is they're looking for.
All right.
I don't usually do one-on-ones. I like working more with groups. I find it more effective. But if I find that there is really a need for it, then we can discuss it further. So we can look at that.
Stanley, as always, great conversation. Much appreciated. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.